let's talk about the dark side of YouTube.
YouTube, get it!
Here it comes!
Why do a lot of YouTubers actually hate YouTube?
It's really easy to get mad at YouTube at this point, right? Look at all this stuff that's happening on the platform.
YouTube is on a massive decline.
The communities is more unhappy with YouTube than ever.
YouTube is very broken.
YouTube is just fundamentally fucking broken.
YouTube is being fucking shitty.
The system is flawed.
Hey YouTube, what the fuck?
It's just ridiculous. It just really is. YouTube, this is just ridiculous.
It has not been this bad ever, I don't think.
I think it's at its lowest point that it's ever been.
YouTube is just constantly screwing us over every single time we upload a video.
YouTube just likes to fuck you right up the ass all the goddamn time.
What were your gripes with YouTube? You want to talk about that?
Yeah, I'm so mad.
The community is unhappy with YouTube.
YouTube has a YouTube problem.
I'm done with this shit. I'm done with the YouTube's format. I'm done with this YouTube shit that I've had to deal with.
I want nothing to do with this platform. I'm disgusted. I never want to want another cent from Google.
The state of YouTube is anti-creator.
As the creator, that's incredibly frustrating.
It's frustrating.
I hope this is communicating to you that I'm very frustrated.
My biggest frustrations currently lie with YouTube.
It just feels like YouTube isn't willing to work with creators.
I feel like there's no appreciation from YouTube for its creators.
YouTube doesn't do enough to support their community.
It's so disconnected with the community and its creators.
Yeah, it just feels like YouTube don't want to comment on the issue. They don't want to talk about it. They don't want to even acknowledge it.
YouTube just seems like they're not even trying.
I don't think that they're doing enough for the community.
They don't give up. That's fine. They don't care.
I genuinely don't feel YouTube does enough to take care of and look after their community.
Now, of course, YouTube is probably going to publish some clarifying statement saying, "We at YouTube would like to assure our community that we remain committed to our content creators, blah, 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 blah."
One of the biggest things we're doing is working on how to support creators.
The responses to things like this seem like bullshit. They seem not true. People are tired of this.
The final tweet I want to share with you from YouTube boils my blood more than any of the others.
Our goal has just been to have creators who represent a diverse set of views.
You claim to be about free speech and against censorship, except you're not.
YouTube has been going through this transitional period where they've Disney-fied the entire platform.
They clearly have an agenda, and any anti-PC, any anti-social justice warrior channel that doesn't fit their narrative is going to lose everything.
YouTube doesn't want anything but PC content on their platform.
You're talking about being your authentic self anymore. You literally can't be that on YouTube anymore.
If I change my channel to abide by what YouTube thinks is fit, I lose the essence of what is me.
Why even call it YouTube anymore? There's nothing you about it.
There's no soul left. There's no backbone left.
Our vision is to be the platform for millions of channels.
Yeah.
And make sure those channels are they can cover anything.
And speaking of YouTube censorship,
at the moment we are seeing censorship on our YouTube.
There is a huge, huge problem with YouTube censoring policies.
YouTube's been doing a thing where they've been hyping, demonetizing, age-gating, and removing our content.
It turns out that YouTube has blocked the channel.
I know from the last two videos about this topic I've uploaded, if I upload it to my YouTube channel, it will just get suppressed.
I post a video and it gets blocked.
YouTube is actively suppressing and banning legitimate flat earth content.
YouTube hides and restricts our reach.
Channels are being throttled. Users are being unsubscribed repeatedly without their knowledge from channels they subscribe to.
Users continue commenting that my channel has disappeared from their subscription list.
Not only was my most recent video demonetized, but many people were complaining that it never showed up for them to begin with.
YouTube said to us that demonetized videos do not result in minimized views, which is a total lie. Here's a video of ours that got demonetized. It was getting 2,800 views a minute. The second it got demonetized, it started to reduce right down to 70%. We lost 70% of those viewers as soon as it was demonetized.
YouTube suppresses the ability to search for that video. It gets pushed down lower and lower in search results, and your viewership just plummets whenever something gets demonetized.
This has been happening for a long time, and we're afraid to say it because we know what YouTube can do, what they can do, and what they have done to us in the past.
We are seeing the line pushed further and further every day.
A bunch of my videos have been demonetized.
Every single video I have ever uploaded has been demonetized.
They demonetized my entire back catalog.
When I post a video, even when it's uploading sometimes, it gets demonetized. even if I haven't added any tags or any information at all, they're like, nah, this channel, probably not gonna like it.
Even if my videos are totally clean, no swearing, no graphic content, a lot of the time, my video will still be demonetized for no reason.
Permanently demonetized, no reason given. Yes, you can have monetization, so long as you have the correct opinions.
And it's not just me, this is far worse. It's going after all controversial YouTubers.
I truly don't think that you'll see any more edgy, interesting channels coming up in a big way on YouTube anymore. You won't see it.
They don't want you around.
YouTube's put us in this prison and decides where we can walk and when.
We're a little bit more like caged pigeons.
You can't even acknowledge or talk about something in passing without YouTube's explicit permission.
You have to edit yourself and censor yourself.
We went from being allowed to upload whatever we wanted to being limited to vlogs.
It's time for me to go make some makeup tutorial videos or Jake Paul reaction videos so that YouTube doesn't completely exile me.
It's eye-opening, man. You think you have any control over your channel and you wake up one day and YouTube deletes your biggest video. It's just gone from the internet. Good thing I have catalogs of all this shit on my computer, otherwise my work would just be gone from fucking existence.
Folks like me had produced videos like 4 reasons not to vote for Hillary Clinton, and lo and behold, Google, owned by Alphabet Incorporated and a backer of the Hillary campaign, found that video too problematic to be monetized, so it was permanently demonetized.
Speech seems to be the biggest problem when you search for Hillary Clinton is, because Google removed everything. Everything but an utter silence is offensive next to her name.
Then when I produced a satirical video, 10 Reasons Not to Vote for Donald Trump, it remained monetized.
In your opening statement, you said, I lead this company without political bias and work to ensure that our products operate that way.
Would YouTube put ads and promote somebody from the conflicting side, from the right, with an opposing view? I don't think so. I don't at all.
Every time that I get even impinging on something potentially political, and I put it in the tag, and granted, it's a gun that only shoots one direction. It's only when I put someone who's right-wing. The political content they push is not demonetized. It is not placed into limited state. YouTube isn't political or anything. YouTube is totally fine with political content, so long as content creators are pushing the same political agenda as YouTube.
We got our streaming cut off.
They're now closing the gates to freedom of expression behind them.
We will not be making those videos anymore.
It's the speech that seems to be a problem at Google, and it's dangerous.
Can we just stop and be disturbed?
Google as an organization does a lot of things that are nefarious, and I can't get behind that, and I can't support that.
I can't support a system that does that. I can't support a system that clearly is silencing speech.
If I were to say I had just one focus right now, I would say it's responsibility. A couple of ways that we look at that and that we're taking action. And so the first one is thinking about our policies and how do we enforce our policies, and then making sure that we're enforcing them and we enforce them in a consistent way.
YouTube is contradicting itself with its new show, Wayne. This show breaks every single rule that YouTube gave us. Everything that YouTube told us personally was wrong with our videos is in this show. This show is unrestricted, it's on trending, it has 12 million views, and it breaks every single fucking rule. Cause it's Wayne. If it was Raka.
We want to have a platform that's fair and equal for everyone. Yeah.
YouTube has put into place discriminatory new actions.
On YouTube, we are not playing by the same rules.
YouTube picks and chooses favorites very clearly.
There are different rules based on your size.
YouTube funded that show. They read the script where it said fuck 300 times, and then they go, yeah, here's millions of dollars, make that show. Then us, it's, nah, that's not allowed, that's not allowed.
The hypocrisy, the blatant, disgusting double standards here, it's unbelievable.
More and more, we're beginning to see a lot of creators on YouTube speak out against what I like to call the increasing corporatization of YouTube.
Google doesn't know what to do with YouTube, but it smells major cash from these corporations right now. So it pushes out the people who made YouTube what it is, the content creators. Basically the reason you're here.
They're promoting their own YouTube TV service, so you can get on YouTube and watch the television shows you came on YouTube to initially avoid.
We'll throw our biggest content creator under the bus for Disney. Oh, and we continue to restrict visibility of alternative news media channels while giving the mainstream media a free pass. Good times, but we really care about you.
I'm really sick of their double standards and the fact that the rules that they apply to certain people obviously don't apply to all.
It's not being implemented equally.
They
demonetize a creator's video for talking about a tragedy, but not Jimmy Kimmel, one of their bigger and more corporate partners.
For some reason, Jimmy Kimmel is exempt.
It sort of reeks of hypocrisy.
The mainstream media have YouTube channels, and they're allowed to talk about this stuff. One rule for them. Another rule for everyone else.
These large corporations, they come on YouTube and they are treated better than normal creators.
The only thing they've ever taken a stand for, the only thing they've ever stood up for, is other corporations, other businesses with a lot of money. Everyone else is subject to arbitrary, gibberish nonsense.
We have a very obvious double standard here.
It gives priority to old school TV networks first and foremost.
I would be fine with their presence if they were treated the same as creators, if they were forced to compete with us and creators weren't handicapped at the behest of large corporations, but that's not the case.
It prioritizes them over us.
They pick and choose who the rules apply to. The rules apply to some people and the rules do not apply to other people. YouTube decides. There's no rules. It's just YouTube saying, you're allowed, you're allowed, you rack racker, you're allowed.
Advertisers are a bigger priority to this platform than the community.
You could be a little bit disappointed by the way the game is working right now.
You've forbidden us from making mature content and then fund an entire multi-million-dollar show making that sort of content.
They don't want to even respond to these double standards that are just so infuriating. They just care about these large companies that already have millions of dollars, you know, and they're showing it.
Don't make rules if they don't apply to yourselves.
I was talking to my guy. I'm like, man, I feel like this has become worse than working with like a television executive at this point.
So,
well, he said to me, go work with a TV executive and then let me know how it is.
Platforms seem to take the attitude that they own you and they kind of say, well, screw you if you don't like it.
They treat their users like disposable cutlery.
You know, they make you feel worthless.
You can do everything right and still get treated like you've done something wrong.
Like we're getting punished for a crime that we didn't commit.
It feels like the smaller creators or the single content creators, the people who don't have massive teams of lawyers behind them, things like that, are kind of the ones that get pushed and shoved around.
All we've done is put good into the world for 4 years and we're punished because of it.
It's infuriating.
As you can see, YouTube is about to change forever.
Large multinational corporations are creeping into the website and taking over.
All you have to do is look at YouTube Rewind to realize exactly where this is all headed. Trevor Noah, John Oliver, Will Smith, family-friendly personalities who don't say anything too outrageous, who have nothing to do with YouTube, is the direction the internet is going.
Regular YouTube will go on the back burner, and eventually, it'll probably just die away.
Since 2007, this site has changed dramatically.
I've seen how it's changed over the years, and right now, I just feel so negative.
If you just look at YouTube from a couple of years ago, it was dominated by creators, large and small. But today, that's not the case. So, I mean, if you just look at YouTube's trending page, you have Late Night with Stephen Colbert, Late Night with Seth Meyers, Last Week Tonight with John Oliver. You see a lot of Hollywood movie trailers.
YouTube is very, very big Hollywood-orientated now.
Really, every Late Night host that said anything ever is always on trending, but iDubbbz can put out a video that gets 13 million views in 24 to 36 hours, and that's just, it's not there.
It's just so strange how that works.
This is a losing battle. My channel and my videos will always be underpromoted, always be locked down to some extent.
They sell out the platform to big corporate giants and establishment media companies in order to turn YouTube into the very thing that its audiences wanted to escape in the first place. Television.
And we're not coming on YouTube to see the same shit we could watch on television. We're coming to YouTube to hear alternative voices.
This is YouTube turning into television.
It will be like that one day. I genuinely believe it will be.
Well, it's already getting there.
Yeah.
You will cease to be in any way relevant in YouTube's TV-based future.
Something that means so much to me is just kind of coming back to slap me in the face.
The people that you watch on YouTube are being affected by this, and those channels that maybe are smaller than mine may not make videos anymore. The channels that you love may not make videos anymore, and you want to know why? Because YouTube has made it so difficult, so anti-creator in any way for us to make content.
They marginalize, demotivate, and destroy the careers of the stars that made YouTube what it is, okay? They push them out.
They take a sledgehammer and destroy the entirety of these individuals' livelihoods.
Channels that are larger or that have corporate or advertisers behind them, that they're not being impacted at all, even if their content is more subjective.
You can play by the rules. You can do everything right like Sargon did and have one infraction that doesn't even qualify as a rule break and have your income terminated.
This decision that YouTube made, it is discriminatory and it has real impacts for us as a nonprofit.
They've taken away our income.
It's so frustrating to know that you can just create something so beautiful and these platforms can just turn it off. I feel like I have no control of my own destiny anymore publishing on YouTube.
It shows you that, you know, we are really at the mercy of YouTube.
I don't really have much power here.
There's nothing I can do, you know, here. It's a terrible, terrible place.
This is an important case study on what an unfair and abusive position of power YouTube is in relation to its creators and users.
It's out of our control.
But we're just so powerless in it, I really... I just feel sick. I feel so sick. And then I feel such despair because of what we're losing and what we've lost. It's really hurtful.
I have to say that it kind of hurts my feelings.
Does this sound like a company that gives two shits about independent content creators?
The way YouTube is handling their community guidelines, it's not right. Not only is it unfair and unreasonable, but I consider it just downright unethical.
I am beyond upset with what's happened here and what's happening to my friends and how poorly content creators are being treated and ultimately how screwed over you, our audiences, are going to be by what is coming down the line.
You realize that this thing we're doing right now on YouTube is in a way very brittle.
You can follow their rules and still break their rules because they agree you followed their rules, but they've decided you break their rules.
It doesn't really... give you this feeling of stability.
Strike and banishment appeals are denied and met with silence, no matter how you try to contact YouTube for answers.
We've sent him like 20 messages, no response.
I got no response.
They will not communicate with us.
I can't get in contact with them.
They haven't told us exactly what the problem is.
YouTube just took that from us. They ripped it from us and they will not even explain why they did it.
We don't really get much of a reason from YouTube.
It's all over the place. There's no communication, there's no reason or logic behind it.
We're all hurting here. We're all going under.
YouTube's apathy towards content creators now makes perfect sense. They have bigger plans that don't include you and me, and I'm actually okay with that. They're a private company. They're free to do whatever the hell they want, and I'm free to do what I like, which will no doubt eventually be a full migration away from YouTube in the future.
I will leave this platform.
Honestly, now, based off of the way YouTube has set itself up, don't believe that I can thrive on this platform anymore. And that's incredibly disheartening for me. It's at this point where I don't know if it's solvable.
I will quit YouTube this fucking year.
YouTube is not really that great.
This is why I push anything but YouTube.
YouTube is going down the shithole. It really is.
I think they really have a problem on their hands.
And I would say that the negatives far outweigh the positives when it comes to YouTube.
I am tired of trying to work with the alcoholic, negligent stepfather that is YouTube. At this point, it really doesn't matter if you're swerving this car into a tree on purpose or you're just asleep at the wheel and that's what happened.
You know, maybe someday soon I will go out of YouTube in a blaze of glory. I'll just say that's becoming more and more of a desirable thing to do at this point because I'm getting so frustrated with YouTube.
Recently, we've seen a lot of people become deplatformed, demonetized.
I don't want that fear of getting shut down on YouTube and losing all of this just because of some rule that probably doesn't matter at all.
This has made a lot of people uneasy. They don't want to build a community on a platform where they can be demonetized at any time.
I would love long-term to migrate away. I just hate being reliant on Google.
I think that a lot of people are going to be looking into alternative options.
We need a platform that's not as much of a sellout and will actually stand up for its creators.
It's fair to say that YouTube is clueless as to where the culture is going. The Head is firmly buried in the sand.
We will need to spread out to other platforms and gradually become completely independent from centralized governance.
Gradually, we will be forced to leave this platform.
This is just the beginning. In the long run, we will need to establish some more independent and decentralized means of exchange.
Then they think that the audiences of these YouTubers will just remain and sit around and watch mainstream TV content on YouTube.
Who wants to go there? What types of audience will come there? Will there even be an audience for educational content?
I think the community being upset is
an existential threat to YouTube's entire business.
This ship is sinking, and it's about time that certain people stopped denying that the cold, icy, chilly waters are now lapping at their feet. The content creators who built YouTube will simply leave the platform in favor of a site where they will be treated with the respect they deserve.
A message to everybody out there. If your content creator has other avenues, go support it, man.
If this community isn't happy, if this community isn't constantly psyched about what YouTube is doing, I think that could prove to be a crack in the foundation of the company that is YouTube that could ultimately give way and be extremely disruptive to their business.
We will take our audiences with us, and this whole process of escaping TV programming is going to start all over again. So YouTube will die the same death as conventional cable television because it will become indistinguishable from conventional cable television.
YouTube is driving away a lot of really talented creators.
YouTube has completely failed here.
Lots of small independent creators are gonna drop off YouTube because they can't make it anymore.
It's so demoralizing and so frustrating to have worked on a platform for so long and to put so much of your time and effort into something and have it mean so much to you.
As a creator who's been on the platform for over a decade, who really, like, I love saying that I'm a YouTuber, but not with the way things are now.
I guarantee you then the creators that you watch and love will most likely not be on this platform for much longer.
Your favorite content creators will cease to exist on this platform.
And that is the problem. The community not feeling good about the platform.
Given what I've explained to you in this video, you can see why I'm less optimistic. YouTube is changing the very nature of its business, and that future configuration of the site clearly doesn't have room for us.
You know, it's disappointing. As someone who's been creating content on YouTube for over 7 years now,
I don't know what to say. Like, I'm just really, really freaking disappointed in YouTube.
And the worst thing is that YouTube definitely feels like YouTube wants to sweep it under the rug.
Nothing matters anymore.
Can you see the damage that this has now done?
The minute a real competitor to YouTube jumps on board, then I think I'm gonna have no choice but to migrate to that platform, because YouTube has just shown that they're not friendly to creators any longer.
The first thing that has to happen is a really viable competitor to YouTube.
New platforms are cropping up all of the time, but one is really disrupting. Joining me now, Riley Smith, head of content for Library.
My friend just told me about Library.
I just heard about this thing called Library.
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 Libre.
Library.
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 L-B-R-Y.
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 L-B-R-Y, which is a new platform for video creation, watching videos.
It's a YouTube-like app.
Let's start together with me, Library!
Library!
How is it different?
So Library is a blockchain-based content platform.
If you don't want to worry about sponsorship rules and advertising rules and whether you can say this or that or the other thing, Library, L-B-R-Y, may be the solution.
And it enables you or anyone else who loves making content to publish it to the internet without being beholden to or fearful of corporate control or interests like YouTube or Facebook or Twitter,
right,
and the threat that they represent today to people who make content.
It works in an entirely decentralized way, in a way that we ourselves have no authority over this.
The reason I want to talk to you guys about this specifically and recommend this is that, one, it's like YouTube, but it's also completely open source.
And you as an individual publisher have complete control over how it's monetized, unlike how you would on YouTube.
There's no cut taken by us as a company, nor do we even have the ability to take a cut if we wanted to, again, due to the nature of the technology.
In the future, it is inevitable that this technology will be a vehicle for you or anyone else to publish content easily.
Right.
It's the lower friction, it's a no-brainer.
You make a part of your living off of YouTube, I assume.
Yeah.
We want you to keep getting paid. We actually want you to get paid more.
And the sooner we can teach these people how easy it is to use and how they can continue to monetize their site without any interference from a third party or payment processor, the better.
I don't know if you know how much YouTube is taking of every dollar, but it's about 45%.
So
every dollar you're making for YouTube, YouTube's keeping about half of it, which is kind of crazy when you think about it.
It's not controlled by one entity or one corporation, but it's controlled by us, which is the community.
And that's why I love this app.
I think it is a very, very interesting concept, very interesting product, and it's very topical for this point in time.
I always put all my stuff on Library, and it's got to be one of my favorite user interfaces as far as like a actual desktop application.
It's a very intuitive app. It's actually, they've just recently updated it, so it's moving quickly.
I've like slowly but surely converted everybody to getting on it. It's an awesome place to upload.
When you subscribe to the channel, you can have it auto download as soon as new episodes come out, and the download is a DRM-free MP4 video file, which is really handy.
It was so amazing. And right now I'm watching Bitcoins with friends to explain to me more about Library, and I hope you can watch this too and also watch me.
It helps build me up on a new platform. I mean, Library is growing, but it helps establish me early on a platform that is clearly growing, which helps me.
You should check it out.
Support me by watching my exclusive videos on the Library platform.
Look, already so many YouTubers have already synced up with Library, which is amazing. I'm subscribed to about 50 of them already.
One of the downsides of the centralization we see in the services that we use on the internet is that these companies end up having a lot of control over the conversation. Certain types of content doesn't get treated the same way as other types of content.
Yeah.
And Library is definitely a reaction to that.
Basically, it's just an awesome new way of taking away some of the, well, censorship.
The entire purpose of this is essentially to tie our own hands, to create a system where you can reliably trust that there won't be someone else in charge other than the users.
I highly suggest syncing your YouTube videos to it if you have not yet.
Go to lbry.com/YouTube, and any YouTuber can sign up there to mirror the content.
Give it a try. It's worth it.
I also suggest if you are not a YouTuber, it is still an amazing platform to get, you know, involved with.
What Library is trying to deliver is the ability for people to find and access and potentially purchase stuff that they like. And to do it in a way that leaves the people who make stuff and the people who look at stuff in control of that and not having someone in the middle.
And just get involved with this new platform. You know, it's a new era. Kids Games Fun definitely recommends LBRY.
The first thing that has to happen is a really viable competitor to YouTube. The second thing that has to happen is for the community to have lost faith in YouTube.
There is this new movement now of trying to get away from YouTube and trying to get away from like centralized media platforms.
I'll be looking forward to the day to ditch YouTube for a viable alternative.
We will find a new place to play where all the cool kids will go.
We have been getting traction from this thing. There are a lot of people out there who think that the status quo is not, you know, it's not benefiting them.
If those two things, the community loses faith, and then there's a competitor that offers a bigger audience and a better way to monetize, I think there's a very real chance for disruption within the entire YouTube community.
YouTube was just the first venue. The after party is wherever free speech takes us next.
On a platform, it doesn't matter how cool the people who started are or how neat their vision statement is or, you know, whatever. Their mission statement is amazing. Cool, let's be a part of this. You're only one change of leadership, one change in the terms of service away from having the rug pulled out from underneath you.
YouTube was a stable place at a time to make money, to where you could do YouTube full time and you could make a pretty good amount of money every month. But that's not the case anymore. I took the risk, and here I am. Here I am. I have money saved, but I'm not making anything on YouTube anymore.